So let's review. The Gemara proceeds with a machlokes discussed earlier at the beginning of the parak. Shmuel holds shnayim shadanu dinein din. Ela shenikru bezen chatzav. If two or even one judge decide on a monetary case, their decision is valid, but they are called an impudent bezen. While Rebbe Vohu holds shnayim shadanu dinei mamonis ledivrei hakol ein dinein din. If two judges decide on a monetary case, the decision is void even b'diavad. The Gemara now suggests that this machlokes is actually a machlokes tanoim in the following brisa. Bitzua b'shleisha divrei meir. Meir says that three judges are required for a compromise. While the Chacham say p'shar b'yachet, even one judge can make a compromise. The Gemara initially assumes that l'kuli amam makshinim p'shar l'din. All agree that a compromise is compared to a judgment. In the pasuk v'yidavar eisim mishpat u'tzedakah l'chol amai. Mishpat refers to the rule of law, and tzedakah refers to a compromise. And the machlokes is as follows. Rebbe Meir holds like Rebbe Vohu that din b'shleisha, therefore bitzu b'shleisha. While the Chum holds like Shmuel that din b'shnayim, and even one, therefore b'shar b'yachet. The Gemara says that this is not necessarily so. Perhaps they all hold like Rebbe Vohu that din b'shleisha. And the machlekes is as follows. Rebbe Meir holds like shinim b'shar l'din, a compromise is compared to a judgment, and therefore bitzu b'shleisha. While the Chum holds like shinim b'shar l'din, a compromise is not compared to a judgment, and therefore b'shar b'yachet. The Gemara asks that there seems to be a third opinion, that of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, who says Hadin b'shleisha u'pshar b'shnayim. Three judges are required for a judgment, and two judges are required for a compromise. And the Gemara answers Man de amr trei afil echad nami. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel holds like the Chachamim that even one judge is sufficient for pshar. V'haydi kama trei kehechad elahava le'asahadi. He requires two people so that they will be witnesses to the pshara. The Gemara proceeds with an elaborate discussion regarding pshara. First, mishabo ledin. Regarding the desirability of making a compromise when two litigants come to Bezdin for a din Torah, there's a three-way machlekes. Mitzvah levtzaya, asr levtzaya, rishoy levtzaya. Let's explain. Pshuvan karcha aimer mitzvah levtzaya, and as the Gemara later explains, mitzvah lememra lehu, idina b'isu ipshar b'isu. It's a mitzvah for the dayanim to offer them an option of a compromise. As the pasuk in Zechariah states, emes u'mishpat shalom shiftu b'shareichem. And the Gemara points out, v'halei b'mokim she'ish mishpat ein shalom. There's either judgment or peace. The only way to have both is through a compromise. Once the two sides came to Bezdin, it's forbidden for Bezdin to make a compromise. This is derived from the pasuk in Tehillim, one who does make a b'shara is considered a sinner, and one who praises him is considered a blasphemer. Ela yikav adin esahar, rather Bezdin should issue their judgment as the pasuk states, ki ha-mishpat lelekimhu. Shem ben Manasseh and the Tanakhama hold, rishoy levtzaya. The Diyam are allowed to make a compromise, it's not a mitzvah, nor forbidden, it's permissible. Now, the Gemara elaborates that according to the opinions of mitzvah levtzaya, or at least rishoy levtzaya, that is only mishabo ledin, at the outset of the din Torah. However, there is a point in the din Torah when it is no longer permissible for the Bezdin to make a compromise. And there's a machlokes as to at what point does it become asr levtzaya. Pshim ben Manasseh aimer, mishatishma divrein vatiyadea lehechan adenoite, i'ata rishoy leimer lehen tzu'u ubitzu. Once the dayanim heard their arguments and have an idea to which side the judgment is leaning, they may no longer offer a pshara. The Tanakhama says, nigmar hadin, i'ata rishoy levtzaya. According to Taisis, Nigmar Din means Shekvar Diktiku Bidin Hatev Ukumay Gamres Adin, Deloy Michsele Ishplain Atachayev, that the Yam have reached their decision although they have not yet issued their ruling. At this point, it's Asr Levtzaya because this is tricking the winning litigant into accepting a compromise. Tekivin in Nisbar Kol Kach in Lata Oisel Asr is Pshara. Shel Moli Hayadesh in Nisbar Din Leschus Lahim Misratz Lepshar Bishominion. If the litigant would know that decision is in his favor, he would never agree to a compromise. According to Rashi, Nigmar Din means Shekfar Omru Ishplenat Zakeb Ishplenat Techayev, the Bezdin has already issued their ruling as to who is liable. At this point, it's Asr Levtzaya because Shleyitu Oitzel Lemerloi Yireim Onu Shema Te'ina Bedin. They would have to trick him into accepting a compromise by saying, we're afraid that we might be mistaken. The Gemara also discusses whether after agreeing to a compromise, the litigants can renege and reject it. And concludes, V'helchas ha-Bishara tzrich ha-Kinyan, the litigants must make a Kinyan, which renders the Bishara binding, and they cannot renege later. As part of this discussion, the Gemara cites the pasuk in Tehillim, B'yitzeya Be'er Chniyat Hashem, and offers three explanations. As explained earlier, according to Elazar ben Ezra Basic Lili, B'yitzeya is interpreted as Bitzua, and refers to Bishara, and we explain the pasuk as follows, B'yitzeya Be'er Chniyat Hashem, Kol ha-B'yitzeya ha-Rei Zechayte, one who makes a Bishara is considered a sinner. And b'cholam v'varach as a b'tzeya harizim menayitz, one who praises him is considered a blasphemer. Rabbi Eliezer interprets the word b'tzeya as referring to gizela, stealing, as Rashi cites a pasuk in Mishlei, kein archa is called b'tzeya betzes nefesh ba'olav yikach. And the pasuk teaches as follows, harish a gazel saw shalchitim b'tachana ba'afa v'hivrish b'menachala. If a person stole wheat, and then ground it, kneaded it, and baked it, and made it into bread, and then separates chala, makes a bracha, keitzad mevarach, ein ze mevarach, ele menayitz. B'tzeya beirach niyatz Hashem, this bracha is not considered praise, but blasphemy. Remeir says, Lo nema b'tzeya ele keneged Yehuda. The word b'tzeya refers to Yehuda, who said to his brothers, Ma betza ki nargis achino. What will we gain from killing Yosef? We should rather sell him. And v'chol mevarach as Yehuda harizim menayitz. V'al ze nema u'b'tzeya beirach niyatz Hashem. If one praises Yehuda for his act, this is considered blasphemous, because as Rashi explains, Yehuda should have told the brothers to return Yosef to their father, since he knew that they would listen to him. The Gemara also cited another pasuk, but he David HaMelech would do justice and tzedakah. And here too the Gemara offers three explanations. It refers to pshara because, as the Gemara points out, judgment and tzedakah are contradictory. Both can only be achieved through a pshara. It refers to the following. When David HaMelech issued a judgment and realized that the losing side cannot afford to pay, David would pay the winner with his own money. Zehu mishpat u'tzedakah. This act is considered both mishpat and tzedakah because mishpat lazeh shehechzeh le'mamen. This was judgment for the winning side as their money was returned to them. U'tzedakah lazeh sheshilim lo mitech beisay. And this was tzedakah for the losing side as David paid it for them. Since the pasuk says v'hi David oisa mishpat u'tzedakah l'chol amay refers to all, even those who could afford to pay their judgment. However, ava pishle sheshilim mitech beisay zehu mishpat u'tzedakah. Even if David did not pay for them, this would be considered both mishpat and tzedakah because mishpat lazeh shehechzu le'mamayne and utzedakah lazeh shehitzi gizeh le'metachas yadeh. This was considered tzedakah for the losing side as David prevented them from transgressing gizeh le'metachas yadeh.